the dining room table. Billy sleeps on the couch, oblivious to the music and the growl of the machine. Cal walks over to Kate and grabs a piece of blue, shiny fabric pinned to a pattern section on the table. "Put that down," she snaps. Holding the piece to his chest, he skips around the room like a sissy, singing with the music, "I am 16, going on 17. It would have been funny, except Kate didn't deserve it. I want to tell her, I'm not like him. I think he's acting like a jerk, too. Kate jumps to her feet, but her shoulders remain hunched. Her face tense, she pushes at the POW bracelets she wears on each arm. Most girls have only one. Not Kate. She says if some guys are being held prisoner in Vietnam, the least she can do is wear their names on her wrists. "Put it down, Cal Michael McKnight, right this instant or else."
POW stands for Prisoner of War. POWs are people in the military who've been captured by the enemy. During the Vietnam War, some Americans wore POW bracelets as a way of remembering U.S. soldiers and pilots who had been captured. Let's pick it up on page 33 with the paragraph that starts, "Billy doesn't stir."
Billy doesn't stir. He even starts to snore. I stand there helpless. I dread these moments when Cal torments Kate for no reason. She really isn't all that bad. Kate chases Cal and yanks the fabric out of his hand. The pattern rips and the fabric drops to the floor. Kate's eyes bulge. "Now look what you've done." "Whoops," Cal says. "I guess this means you won't loan me $3. She grabs the fabric off the ground. "Get out of this.